From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, and we are following events in Egypt where there were deadly clashes today. Government troops fired on pro-Islamist demonstrators who'd gathered in support of deposed Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. Tens of thousands of the former president's supporters are calling it a day of resistance, demanding that Morsi be returned to power as Egypt's legitimately elected president.
They're also objecting to the military-led crackdown on Morsi's colleagues in the Muslim Brotherhood. The head of the Muslim Brotherhood spoke to supporters after being released from custody today. He called for protests to continue.
We will never give up or let down our President Morsi. We will sacrifice ourselves, our souls and our blood for President Morsi. Morsi is our president.
Also today, Islamic militants launched a coordinated attack in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, killing at least one Egyptian soldier. Borzu Daragahi is Middle East correspondent for the Financial Times. He's in Cairo. Borzu, what's your sense of what's happening there?
I think there's a real sense of trepidation and anxiety about what's going to happen next. There was this moment of elation when the government of President Mohamed Morsi was kicked out. A lot of people were very happy and celebrating. But now comes the hangover, the day of reckoning, so to speak, where those Islamists who supported President Mohamed Morsi are basically seeking their due. And there's some very spooky elements about what's been happening here. For example, five pro-Islamist television stations have been shut down. So we're not able to get a lot of information about what's going on around the country because the only stations that are remaining are mostly the ones that are supportive of the military and supportive of the previous opposition, supportive of this coup d'etat or overthrow or whatever you want to call it. And so there's a real atmosphere of uncertainty and suspicion that's clouding everything. Right now, we're looking at protests in Cairo, two parts of Cairo. Apache helicopters are hovering over one of those protest scenes. People are opening up corridors in the crowds to let ambulances through to get the injured out. There are protests in the north of the country where at least a dozen people have been shot in confrontations between Islamist protesters and the security forces. And there's also clashes between Muslims and Christians in the south of the country, in Luxor. And so this just shows how volatile and explosive this move was to oust a internationally recognized legitimate president.
Well, yesterday, the interim president, when he was sworn in, urged the anti-Morsi protesters to stay in the streets. And today, the National Salvation Front, that's the coalition of opposition groups led by Mohamed El Baradei, also called for the anti-Morsi protesters to come out today in support of this coup. Isn't that dangerous? Why are these leaders urging the anti-Morsi protesters to stay in the street, knowing that the supporters of Morsi were taking to the streets today? What's the sense of those two groups clashing?
It's a power vacuum, to some extent, and there is a battle for legitimacy, a battle for who is the actual power in the country. And so one way to show legitimacy is to bring your supporters out into the streets in a public demonstration. Now that the elected president has been deposed and that kind of electoral legitimacy has been wiped away, the only way to show who's the biggest kid on the block is to bring your people out into the streets.
Is there an attempt to keep them separate?
At this point, not a lot of anti-Morsi protesters have come out yet. But, you know, it's a hot day and the weather is just starting to cool off for the evening. So we'll see what happens. Usually the real violence in these protests in Cairo takes place at night. So I think a lot of people are dreading what's going to happen. A lot of people are, it's a Friday anyway, so not a lot of businesses are open. But I think a lot of people aren't going to go out partying tonight.
Well, Borzu, we've been asking this daily. What are you hearing from those secularists and Islamists who are very much against President Morsi, felt that he made too much of a power grab? But now they're seeing this overthrow by the military and then this roundup of over 200 members of the Muslim Brotherhood, some without charges. Are they having second thoughts?
You know, sadly, a lot of them are cheering this on. You have basically people who are liberals but not really Democrats. And there's a real triumphalist mood among a lot of the people in the liberal and secular and leftist camp. But there are some, you know, voices within that camp who are saying, you know, I don't agree with what's happening here. It should be said, however, that in a way, the Morsi government is to some extent getting, the Morsi supporters are getting a taste of their own medicine. They were silent when this kind of thing happened over the last 2.5 years to liberals and leftists and activists, when those people were on the other end of the guns and shot. There was the Maspero killings of October 2011, where a bunch of Christians protesting were killed. And I don't remember the Brotherhood raising a big hue and cry about that when other people were the victims. Now they're the victims, and to some extent, what's happening here is a result of their failure to reform these institutions, such as the army and the interior ministry.
Borzu Daragahi, Middle East correspondent for the Financial Times, there in Cairo. Borzu, thanks as always.
It's been a pleasure.